upheaval. We've all experienced it. Sometimes it comes at us from outside, completely and utterly beyond our control. Think about such things as pandemics, tornadoes, or even a stock market crash. Sometimes it hits very close to home, such as when someone in your family receives a terrifying diagnosis, or when you have a death in the family. Regardless of the cause, upheaval can hit you like a ton of bricks, causing a serious disruption in your life at all levels. Worse, a crisis is utterly and entirely beyond our control. So how do you deal with this? Hey everyone, this is Bob Christie, and you're listening to Inside Pitch on TW3 Radio. The title of my next book is called Upheaval, and over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to take us on a journey through the chaos as we explore the topic of upheaval and how to deal with it. We're going to start by exploring the reality of turmoil, followed by some examples of the more typical upheaval we're likely to experience in our lifetime. From there, we'll look at the secret to handling upheaval, a 5-point system I've designed to guide you through dealing with life's disruptions beyond your control. But I'm not going to stop there, for we're going to see this system in action, and I'm going to give you some ideas and solutions for the kind of problems you might possibly face. When I sat down to write the book, I realized that I was getting involved in an intense study, but it was a necessary one. In today's world, it seems we have more and more upheavals coming our way each and every day. Being prepared is the key to coming out on top. And thankfully, with a little preparedness of your own, you're going to be prepared for anything. So let's get started. The reality. On September 25th, 2019, Lucy Hone, an expert in resiliency, opened her TED Talk presented in Christchurch with a few questions. She started by asking people in the audience to stand up if they met specific criteria, if they'd ever lost someone they loved, if they ever lived through a natural disaster, if they'd ever had a miscarriage, if they'd ever had to cope with a physical impairment, and last, if they'd ever known someone who'd committed suicide. In the course of 1 minute, the list grew, listing off various upheavals in people's experience in their lives. By the end of this list, of 1 dozen various crises, there wasn't a single person sitting down of the hundreds who'd attended. Her point was made in a very visual and even visceral manner. In less than a minute, she'd established just how common upheaval is in the life of a human being. No matter who you are, where you live, or what you believe, we're all going to experience things beyond our control. These things will change our lives in significant, profound, and even uncomfortable ways. Look, it doesn't matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you live paycheck to paycheck. It doesn't care what the color of your skin is. And it makes no difference if you went to college or even finished school at all. Upheaval is inevitable, and it's entirely outside of our control. Life comes at us fast. Things can change in an instant. A car runs a red light. A tornado drops out of the sky. You come to work and your boss calls you into the office to tell you the company has shifted priorities and you've just been laid off. That happened to me. Is there anything that I could have done differently? This question has plagued generations of disappointed, overwhelmed, and angry people who were floundering at the time in their own version of upheaval. Too often the answer to this question is nothing. You have zero control over the weather. It's the other driver who made the choice to run the light, or your boss or somebody above them picked your name out of a hat when it came time to decide who gets laid off. Think about all these things. Lose a job, stock market crash, cancer, death in the family, a pandemic like what we're going through right now, a forest fire, war, a house fire, earthquake, suicide, and hit and run. Every one of these things on that list has one thing in common, and that is they come without much warning. Even if they do have a warning, they're pretty much out of our control. And the sad thing is that you can probably add considerably to this list without much effort at all. The problem is, even when things we think we have under pretty tight control, well, they can fall apart pretty fast. For example, you love your home. You have a good relationship with your landlord and paying your rent on time. You're even taking care of the property. But one day you get a call. The guy who owns the house has decided that they want to get out of the rental property business and have sold your house, and you need to move in the next 30 days. Suddenly, you're scrambling to find a new place to live in a real short amount of time. Do you think this is an isolated event? You think it is, but is it really? Think back a minute to the various upheavals that have happened in your life. How many have caught you completely off guard? How many stories have you told since then that start like, you will never believe what happened? And then it's followed by a harrowing tale of personal struggle. You got through those crises, but you did. Maybe upheaval doesn't seem too bad. Sure, it's tough, but eventually you figure it out and things eventually do get better, right? Think about this. Living with upheaval involves more than an initial scramble to regain your footing. And this is regaining your footing after being surprised by the unexpected. There are serious ramifications of upheaval, both emotional and physical. Let's look at some of the emotional effects of upheaval. You're going to run the gamut on emotional fallout. The list I'm going to give you, well, you're going to hit just about every item on this list at some point during upheaval. Though, even then, you'll be seeing psychological effects for a long time to come. When the upheaval is long-lasting or has been especially severe, you can expect to be dealing with PTSD or trauma recovery for some time to come. Some of the emotions. First is shock. You can't believe this is happening to you. You feel distance, and maybe you're even having an out-of-body experience as you struggle to accept the new reality. Next is disbelief. You want to deny all the upheaval ever happened. You insist that, hey, life's the same, as it's always been. This is really dangerous, because the threat isn't fully past yet. Say you're still reeling from the first earthquake and are caught entirely unprepared for the aftershock that comes an hour or two later. Of the shock that a forest fire destroying places near you, you might be blinded to the fact that your house is still in danger. Next is fear. What if it's not over or actually gets worse? You might become obsessive with this state depending on the level of trauma. If the upheaval has been particularly bad, you might even develop phobias regarding the change itself. The next emotion is sorrow. It's normal to feel sadness when things fall apart. Hey, we're human beings. During upheavals, this sadness can quickly become depression, especially if you couple sadness with hopelessness and start thinking things will never get better. How many people do you know like that? Next is weakness. When upheaval comes at you, there's nothing you can do about it. It's natural to start feeling helpless, as though you're at the mercy of whatever is happening to you. This feeling can also bring up a lot of anger at yourself, because you perceive yourself as being weak, and can even be turned back on yourself in the form of negative self-talk to the extent of self-loathing, if it's left unchecked. Not a good state to be in. Next, we come to anger. It's normal to feel mad when something doesn't go right, but anger has a lot of physical qualities to it. It raises your blood pressure. It increases your heart rate. It affects various parts of your body, such as indigestion and headaches. Anger can even lead to things such as heart attacks and has been proven to cause strokes. So rage needs to be watched and controlled. And this in turn can lead to exhaustion and insomnia. Add in the effects of angry outbursts on those around you, and it's easy to see why this can be one of the worst threats to your emotional well-being during upheaval. It takes a lot of hard work to be mad. Next up is guilt. If you're experiencing the upheaval with others around you, let's say in a wildfire or hurricane, or where neighbors might also be affected, it's not uncommon to feel guilt. You might see yourself as having come out of this better than someone else, and maybe even relieved things weren't quite so bad. This can be especially true if you're feeling survivor's guilt for still being here while others died. You might also feel guilt if you think there's something more that you could have done to mitigate the disaster in the first place. Next is relief. Even if you're not feeling guilty for being relieved about how the situation turned out, relief can be a complicated emotion. If things are getting better, you might feel like you shouldn't be relieved at all if other people are still suffering, especially if you're starting to rediscover happiness in the process. Your emotions might feel wrong or even out of place. and maybe even suspect. Here's where people start to question themselves, asking what's wrong with them, and that they're feeling anything akin to relief while others are still in the thick of it. Next is shame. Any emotion at all can feel like it's absolutely the wrong response. Looking around yourself, you might conclude you shouldn't be sad or angry right now because others aren't. Or maybe that you're too positive. Or, honestly, you know, we're really experts at beating ourselves up and for experiencing spontaneous emotions. Next is worry. Being anxious about what's going on is another one of those responses which is perfectly natural. But worry can bring about insomnia, stress, and even panic attacks. Worry can also stall you out, as it leads you to become indecisive or afraid or even upset at whatever the new status quo might be. Next is confusion. It's nearly impossible to get your thoughts in order during an upheaval, especially initially when the upset is so new. Racing thoughts make it really difficult to concentrate or to figure out what the next logical step might be. Now we have depression. The big question is, why has this happened to you? Your mental health can become thoroughly shaken by all of this. Start putting all these complicated emotional responses together, and it's no wonder you feel sadness and even depression over what's going on. Depression can lead to poor decision-making, things like sleeping all day or turning to other coping mechanisms, like overeating. When depression really kicks in, it can lead to self-harm and even suicide. All of these emotions together create quite an impact on a person. It's no wonder that the people who are experiencing upheaval are more prone to substance abuse, divorce, and lasting PTSD. Let's look at the physical effects of upheaval. The effects on mental health are nothing short of fantastic when it comes to upheaval, but it doesn't really stop there. I've already touched a little bit on the physical effects of the same thing. Let's look at what happens to the human body in upheaval next to get a little clearer idea of the whole picture. It's pretty impressive. First is lightheadedness. Feeling a little dizzy or even faint is relatively normal, especially at the onset of upheaval. The problem is when a person is stressed, they forget to breathe, or they might be breathing too shallowly. A lack of oxygen creates these feelings, which aren't harmful in the long run, but can make you very uncomfortable and uncertain in the here and now. Next is uncontrolled shaking. When a crisis crops up, we go straight into fight or flight, which dumps a great deal of adrenaline into our system. Eventually, this adrenaline begins to dissipate and the body is left trying to process the shift in body chemistry. As you balance out, this translates to a lot of shaking and can signal the onset of shock as your body overcorrects. Some people have difficulty breathing. Sometimes being able to catch your breath at all can be difficult, especially if you're panicking. Without a conscious focus on how you're breathing, you might even start hyperventilating. But by far the most common difficulty in upheaval is insomnia. The majority of people have trouble falling asleep because their brains can't shut down and they can't turn their thoughts off enough to relax. Even when these people do fall asleep, they're hypervigilant as they sleep, waking up to any sound. Regardless of what type of person you are, you can expect your sleep to be affected in some way or another. When you're in a crisis such as upheaval, it's not uncommon to note extra aches and pains. If you're already suffering from chronic pain, you'll find these symptoms magnified 100-fold. I've just touched upon a few, but as you can see, the physical ramifications of upheaval can be every bit as difficult to process as the emotional. Together, this means your body takes quite a hit, especially when life is coming at you hard and fast. You need to find a healthy and effective way to deal with all of this. That's what we're going to talk about next week, is how to deal. Well, the light's flashing. That means it's time to go. I'm Coach C, and I'll see you next week, and you've been listening to Inside Pitch here on TW3Radio.com. See you.